Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England. Just a few scattered showers going on across parts of the western and southern Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley out toward Utica. This action will pass through parts of the Adirondacks and upper Hudson Valley early this morning. Otherwise, it'll be dry across the rest of the region as temperatures, along with hazy sunshine, start to climb back through the 70s and into the 80s. Another disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will act on the heat and humidity that builds today to produce another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. Temperatures will drop back into the 60s overnight tonight as the thunderstorm action winds down to leave us with partly cloudy skies and another warm and muggy night. Tomorrow morning will start out dry, but a relatively stronger disturbance will pass through the Great Lakes and into the region by mid to late afternoon. This will produce mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with an increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day and especially at night. The water content of the atmosphere is unseasonably high, so any thunderstorms that do form, particularly overnight tomorrow night, will have the potential to produce localized flooding in heavy downpours. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon before the showers and storms begin will be in the lower 80s. Showers and storms will continue into Friday morning before things start to wind down in the afternoon. Another muggy day with highs around 80, and this will set us up for a unsettled weekend. Right now, it looks like we'll have mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and storms on Saturday in the lower 80s, and perhaps a bit more hazy sun, but still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms even into the day on Sunday. Highs will be in the lower 80s with scattered showers and thunderstorms even into the early stages of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid and upper Mississippi Valley into the northeast. This area will be characterized by dew points in the 70s with moderate to strong instability. Additionally, deep layer shear will be initially adequate for a few supercells where the greatest destabilization is expected in the lower Ohio Valley before quickly growing upscale into a mesoscale convective system. All severe weather types will be possible with any supercells that develop. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Red Deer, Alberta, Canada at 6:09 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Greensboro, North Carolina, at 7:16 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, hazy sunshine and 72 degrees, the dew point 66, 82% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms near 90, Boston hazy sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly cloudy with the chance of a shower and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 78, that's 8 degrees above normal. 58 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 6.17 inches, which is 2.98 inches above normal, and 20.91 inches for the year, which is 2.94 inches above normal. There were 13 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 92, which is 5 above normal, and 141 for the season, which is 24 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 99, set in 1951, and the record low, 39, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-80s. partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid again today, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible with highs right around 90. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, patchy dense fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, warm, humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, with patchy dense fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous late in the day and heavy rain tomorrow night, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday around 80. More clouds, scattered showers and storms Saturday in the lower 80s. Just a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for the first few days of July, high staying in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.